Welcome to the Table for Who podcast. I'm your host, Isaias Ixpa Cardenas. And if you're new here, as I'm sure many of you are, welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to something that I've been dreaming up for almost a year now. See, when I was thinking about this idea of what Table for Who podcast was supposed to be and what it was supposed to look like, I had absolutely no idea. But before I tell you what this podcast is supposed to represent and tell you all of the dreams and the visions and all of the ideas that I had, let me tell you a little bit about me. I was born and raised in Galesburg, Illinois. It's a small town kind of close to Chicago. I grew up there for about 7 years of my life before I moved all the way to Florida. And I lived in Florida until I was about 10 years old. And then I moved right back to Illinois. Now, why in the world would I move back to Illinois when I was probably in, well, I wouldn't say the best state, but I would say it was a lot warmer and I was able to be outside a lot more. Little backstory, if we backtrack just a bit further, when I was young, the only things that I used to do was dream big when I was around 5 and 6. And I would essentially let my imagination soar. One day I was a superhero. The other day I was a king rescuing his queen. I lived my life in this bubble. And I have to say quickly, I learned that that bubble expanded. That bubble did not exist of kitty cats and rainbows, needless to say. Throughout my childhood, I was, I want to say, young and naive. You know, I didn't really know what life looked like. And for lack of better terms, I almost lived in isolation to what this world is today. My mom was a single parent, and she raised two beautiful children. Myself and my sister were, you know, about 6 years apart, and it's the best relationship I could have possibly asked for. My mom had found a partner. It was neither of our dads. It was actually someone new, someone who lived near Iowa, and his name is Luke. So they picked us up. They moved us all the way to Florida. And again, I was 7 at the time. Anissa was still young and she quite honestly didn't know what life was. She was just kind of coasting along. And Luke and my mom, they got married. And Luke was my dad for about 5 years. And he got sick and he passed away at the age of 28, and being a 10-year-old kid with a 5-year-old sister and a mom who was grieving, I mean, what do you do? So we moved back home to Illinois, and we live with Luke's parents, my grandma and grandpa. And I have to say, in those few years of grieving and kind of navigating what life looked like for us, they're an absolute blessing in disguise. You know, they gave us rest and they gave us food to eat and they allowed us to sit at the table. And despite our brokenness, despite our hopelessness, despite being lost, they continued to open the door. And they continued to prepare a meal for us every night. And I am going to be forever grateful that I had people like that in our corner, in probably the darkest moments of our lives, they were there. Fast forward, mom finds a job, she gets stable, and we get an apartment. And I'll never forget, we really didn't have money for furniture. We really didn't have a lot of money at all. But one of mom's biggest purchases was the table. Kitchen table, the same kind of table that I'm sitting at right now. And Anissa, her and myself, we all sat there and we ate our first meal in our big apartment, and we were living large, technically speaking, for us. It was a new start. It was a change. It was an opportunity. And there were some things that happened in that apartment, and there was a lot of life experienced in that apartment, and there was so many stories to be told. And that's really where I started to develop my faith a little bit more. If you're wondering if this is a Christian podcast, yes, it is. And if this is the part where you start turning off and saying, I'm never going to watch this again, I hope you stay. See, this podcast is an opportunity. This podcast is a moment where I hope all feel welcomed and all tune in. Not because of what I'm saying, but because I believe that there is truth and there is value in community. And this is one of the ways where we can reach it. So fast forward, finding my faith and developing my faith. I saw a lot of things that I liked, and I saw a lot of things that I didn't like. And over time, these feelings developed into how I live my life today. Again, my family and I were very fortunate to have a table and food prepared for us. My family and I were very fortunate enough to have a table in that what seemed to be the big apartment. And when there was nothing in there, food and a place to sit is where we felt the most peace, is where we connected the most. My mom is now remarried, and she lives in Iowa to an amazing guy who leads our family well. And again, offered us a seat at the table. Anissa and I, we've been through a lot of ups and downs, and a lot of people who've walked out of our lives and who have said that they were going to commit to raising us and being there, who ended up not. And for mom's new husband, I cannot be any more grateful to call him my dad. And so I am obviously not living there. I have my own space. I am happily married, and I have a baby on the way, which is pretty insane. I don't think I still have processed what that feels like and what that looks like, but I am beyond excited to not only share my life and the experiences that I go through, but to share that with someone who is going to be fresh to the world. And I am so excited as well because I get to share a principle. I get to share something that I hold to my heart very much. And if you kind of caught the theme, hey, good job. If you haven't, let me tell you why that this podcast exists. If you can't tell, I'm literally filming in my dining room. And I'm filming at my table. And the reason behind that is I believe full-heartedly that this is where community starts, that this is where vulnerability takes place, that this is where we kind of find ourselves. And if you look around and you go to different places, restaurants, you're always sitting at a table. This is where you have your first date. This is where your family go and know the waiters and waitresses by name. This is where you break bread. I'm sorry, share food. It's where you guys can exist. And for one moment, you can actually put the phones down and be intentional with each other. See, the Table for Who podcast wasn't for me. It's for all of us. If you find yourself maybe confused about your faith, maybe you find yourself not even wanting to partake in faith, maybe, just maybe, you don't even care. And maybe you've been burnt and hurt by what Christianity looks like. Maybe you're sitting here and saying to yourself right now, I don't think this is for me. I'm going to tell you you're wrong. It's a table for who podcasts exist for those people Jesus came to save. For those people Jesus actually built relationships and helped and guided. He said himself in the Bible, he said, I came to seek and to save the lost. And maybe you're sitting here saying, well, I'm not lost. I know who I am. Maybe you share a different culture, or maybe you have a different religion, or you go by a different sexual orientation that hasn't been accepted at a church, let alone society. Maybe you're in a different socioeconomic class, no matter who you are, no matter what you choose to identify with, no matter how much money you have or what your status looks like in life, I'm here to tell you today that God has prepared a table for you. He's prepared a table for me. And he's prepared a table for anyone in between. See, Jesus came to save the marginalized. He came to commune with the sickly. He came to find the poor. He came so that you and I could have a chance to not only live life a different way, but to experience it in a whole different way. And that is what this table is for. Not just to share my testimonies and my thoughts about what Christianity should be and how we should live our lives as Christians. Yeah, that's great and dandy, but I'm here to hear the stories and to present the stories to you of those who maybe are struggling in their faith. Maybe those who don't even have faith. Maybe those who have a bone to pick with our faith. I believe everybody has a space. And I have no right to judge. I have no right to condemn. I have no right to put you down based off of how you had to experience life. What Jesus asked me to do and called me to do more so than ever is simply understand. And this is what this podcast is for. For us Christians who represent Jesus on a day-to-day basis and go through the ebb and flows of what faith looks like, it's for us to learn how to disciple the people God came for. It's for us to understand how we approach these people that we may butt heads with, these people that we may not agree with, from the different cultures and religions and maybe just simply you don't like them. This is for us to understand better. To not only go and make disciples, but to be discipled. And for those who don't believe in Jesus, for those who have a bone to pick with our faith, for those who simply just don't care, who don't believe in anything. This might be controversial, but it's okay not to know. It's okay to have a bone to pick with us as Christians. It's okay for you to have a problem with my faith. It's okay for you to have a problem with me. I want to know why. This might be bold and this might be coming off crazy, but I want to know why. Why is it that when I talk about my faith, it's not accepted well? But anyone, anywhere could talk about what they believe, and it's okay. Maybe you have questions. Maybe you have concerns. Maybe you just need a little more. Yes, I'm looking at a camera lens, and I'm giving you a picture of what I perceive and what I see, but I want you to see the lenses of different people. I don't want you to feel like you're not welcome here. Matter of fact, I want to provide a space where your questions are okay, where your hurt is okay, where you can be vulnerable and comfortable in a space where you know you're not going to be judged, where you know you don't have to act a certain way, where you can be you and figure it out. This name for the podcast actually came from my cousin. And shout out to him. He and I were literally playing on Fortnite, I think it was, or something. And he and I... we're just having a simple conversation. And he said something to me that struck me the wrong way and made me ponder. And he's somebody who's trying to navigate what his faith looks like, and he's trying to navigate what Jesus is to him. And he said, it's hard for me to exist in the church and in these spaces. He said, when I look at you, you just seem perfect and like you have it all together. And I'm still trying to figure out what my relationship looks like with him. And he said he feels this pressure to perform, pressure to be somebody maybe he doesn't feel like he is. And that's when I knew, one, that he's not the only person that feels this way, feels the pressure of maybe your parents who grew up in the church, pressure from the church, the places that you go and people say, well, you can't dress that way, you can't have that on your body, you can't represent this, you can't stand up for that, because that doesn't align with Jesus. If you've been battered and bruised and hurt on behalf of the church, I'm sorry. It's not our job. Our job is to present a table that you can sit at. Our job is to sit down and listen to your stories. When my cousin had told me how he felt and what he was going through, I knew that there had to be a change. And that looks like going against the grain. I'm not dealing with religion. I'm dealing with a relationship with Jesus. It's not, I wake up in the morning and I read my Bible from 7 to 8. It's not that I go to church every Sunday and I present myself as this high and mighty Christian. It's I go through life, a very real life, where I lose, where I'm upset and angry, when I'm broken and confused. And I go to somebody who says, I hold it all in the balance, who says, I know you by name, who says, I know the number of hairs on your head. See, it's not religion. It's a relationship. And in order for anything to grow, in order for maybe you to feel seen, it takes a relationship. For you to feel comfortable, for you to be vulnerable with somebody, it takes a relationship. It's not a simple practice. It's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle. Table for Who podcast. It's for you. It's for me. It's for anyone in between. I want you to feel that when you watch this podcast. I want you to feel that when you listen to this podcast. Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're in the car. Maybe you're simply watching it on your TV. Maybe you're listening to it because you happen to stumble upon it. You know, whatever it is, my prayer is that you feel heard, seen, and loved. My friend said it the best. Yeah, you saw Jesus teaching in the synagogues at points and times in his life. But more than anything, he was outside the synagogues. He was outside these temples where he taught on a hill. And where he went into the houses of the very people who would ridicule him, who would throw him on that cross. His ministry didn't start in the church. It started outside of it. And in that same sense, I believe that's where I can reach the most people. So maybe you're like me and you've developed your faith and have figured out what that means for you. Maybe you're the kind of person who doesn't even have faith. And what I'm saying right now sounds inviting. It sounds fun. It sounds like something that you want to be a part of. Maybe you're in between. Well, you're still trying to figure it out. I want to say you're welcome here. At this table, this proverbial table, obviously, you know, wherever you're sitting. But you're welcome here. And if there's anything that I could possibly want, what I envision this podcast being, it's a space where it's an outlet. And you can see yourself grow and you can see yourself learn. So you're going to see a bunch of different people here on this podcast. You know, my hopes and dreams is that you see those who are incarcerated, that you see members of the LGBTQ, that you see different religions, people who represent Muslim, Islamic. My dream, my hope and vision is that you can learn, grow, and decide for yourself. So you can see relationship with Jesus through a different lens. I'm not sorry about my faith because it got me through a lot, and you will hear plenty of my story. But I also want you to hear the stories of others. I want you to know that I'm not the only person who believes in Jesus. I'm not the only person who lives their life out for Jesus. There will some who will be friends to me on this podcast. There will some who will tolerate me on this podcast. There will be some who I just met. And the hope and goal is not that it would stop here once I turn this camera off, but that it would continue. That I'd begin to build relationships with others. That I would begin to do exactly what my grandparents did for me. That prepared food for my family and I. Who gave us rest and comfort and a home. For those, I want to support those who don't have a home to go to. So that they can have a table, that they can have that moment that my family and I had when we stepped into our first apartment, where we could sit at a table and eat a nice warm meal. This is my hope and my dream and my vision and the things that I'm going to do. So if you're on board, buckle up, because it's going to be an amazing ride. For those of you who said, hey, this is my last time watching one of these videos, this is my last time listening to this podcast, I pray you find whatever you're looking for. I pray that whatever space you occupy, you don't see the religious practices, but you see that people who fully know God. I pray that you feel invited into those spaces of connection, of community, of communion. And I pray that you would be loved and cared for. You wouldn't be judged. But more importantly, I pray that you'd be understood. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's believed in me, everybody who helped provide everything I have literally right in front of me. Hold me accountable. I'm on the screen now. So thank you for the support. Thank you for the love from my family, from my friends, from my mentors. Thank you for everything. I believe this podcast is timely, and I hope to see it grow and develop. If you're new here, and this is your first time seeing me, hit that subscribe button. Maybe like, leave a comment, share this with your friends. And until next time, remember, there's not just a table for me. There's a table for you.